Formaldehyde is probably best known for its use in mortuaries and medical laboratories. It's also used in plywood, glues, and certain insulation. Formaldehyde levels are regulated for industrial employees working on products that contain high amounts of it. The Food and Drug Administration has not established levels for formaldehyde in cosmetics. Nevertheless, Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group contends trace amounts found in baby wipes, soaps, and lotions could be harmful. WisPerk's Alyssa Matthews says right now, consumers may not be able to tell what's in baby products.
That's what we're asking, is that we provide information on the labels, and the FDA has the resources and ability to test these products and make sure that they're safe for consumers.
The cancer risk from inhaling formaldehyde has been studied. Far fewer studies have been done examining absorption through the skin. John Bailey from the Personal Care Products Council says bath products for children contain very small amounts of formaldehyde.
Its purpose is to preserve the product and to make sure that we don't get potentially harmful microorganisms growing, kind of like, you know, the peanut butter thing we've seen recently. It's to prevent that from happening.
WisPerk also found a contaminant byproduct, 1,4-dioxane, in children's bath items. An independent group of scientists on the Cosmetic Ingredient Review Panel found no harm in low levels. Shumane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.